preparation for Cyber Monday, the Justice Department shut down more than 100 websites suspected of selling counterfeit goods. But these websites are someone's property, and the government cannot take property without due process of law, according to the Constitution. The Justice Department has done this before, and on one occasion, with such incompetence, they actually shut down 84,000 websites when they only intended to shut down 10. Reason Magazine's Peter Suderman says these online takeovers are only about to get worse. He joins us now. Peter, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thanks for having me.
I know you really can't have sympathy for people who are engaged in counterfeit activity, but everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty, and under the law, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. So whence comes the government to steal a website, which is someone's property, they spent money to create it, without charging them with a crime and proving the crime?
So the government gave itself the power to shut down websites like these. And, you know, basically this is like the equivalent of going down to Canal Street in New York where all the pirated goods are sold and knocking over a DVD stand. The government gave itself the power to do this on the internet back in the late 1990s. And that was a problematic law when they did that. But at least there was a safe harbor provision in that law. It basically said that website operators like, say, Facebook or YouTube, who are operating, you know, basically legitimate websites,
right,
can't be held liable for what, for illegal stuff that people do on their websites. And so the worrying thing here about this new sweep is that the government right now, Congress, is looking to give itself dramatically expanded powers to shut down and basically blacklist websites that they think might not be taking sufficient action to prevent piracy.
If someone went around the streets of Manhattan with a life-size cardboard cutout of Peter Suderman and said, for $10, you can take your picture with this cutout. The FBI is not going to come and stop them. But if you do this to Google or if you do this to Gucci, the FBI comes in. Question, are federal agents, is the federal government under this loopy law where Congress gives itself the power to do something, becoming the private enforcers for big business?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of what is going on here is that the copyright industry, so big fashion, big Hollywood, you know, all the big copyright holders, what they are looking for out of the law that was passed in the 90s and what they're looking for out of this new law, the Stop Online Piracy Act, is for the federal government basically to be their private security force. And they want the federal government to, you know, to sort of be their muscle for them so that they don't have to do enforcement. They're basically saying, well, we can't enforce our own property rights. We can't protect our own property. But, you know, malls, Best Buy, all, you know, any store you go to, they post security guards if they think there's a big problem. They're the ones who are largely responsible for sort of the direct day-to-day policing, maybe not policing, but protection of their property and of their space. And Hollywood is, you know, basically looking to get out of that and put the federal government in charge on the taxpayers' dime.
And should we just accept the fact that the government will take down legitimate websites as well as these counterfeit ones? You heard and you know of this case where they took down 484,000 websites and they were only targeting 10 of them. And because there's the government, the 483,990 that they shouldn't have taken down cannot sue because the same law makes the government immune from liability for the negligent consequences of its own behavior. What kind of fairness is that?
It's not fair at all, and those sorts of takedowns show the big problems that we can expect going forward here. And, you know, the Congress is playing along because it wants to give itself more power over the internet. And that's exactly what the new law that they're looking at, the Stop Online Piracy Act, would do. And they want to give themselves basically give themselves the keys to the internet, take them away from all of us.
And how dangerous is that? Because if Congress could shut down a website, because they are, if the federal agents can shut down a website, because in their view it's peddling counterfeit goods, can they shut down a website whose political opinions the government doesn't like? Is that what's coming next?
Biggest problem with SOPA, with the Stop Online Piracy Act, is that it is written so vaguely that you don't know what you have to do in order to protect yourself from federal authorities cracking down on you. Because there is no safe harbor provision, the law was written basically vaguely on purpose to give federal authorities additional power so they can decide, well, you haven't been sufficiently diligent in making sure that there's no piracy going on here. So you're blacklisted, you're off the net, the end. And it's going to be a big problem.
With every tick of the clock, we lose more freedom, and we appreciate you watching on this for us, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You think the hordes of gate-crashing shoppers are bad? Just wait till you see what the cops did and who they did it to. You can decide who really went crazy on Black Friday. The Unhappy Freedom Files are straight ahead.